Greg Gianforte, candidate for House of Representatives from Montana, says this. Clearly, they've never shot a prairie dog. They don't know how much fun it is. Well, Donald Trump Jr. hasn't shot prairie dogs either. Not many burrowing in a Trump Tower, evidently, but maybe he's trapped New York rats or poisoned mice down in the tower basement. I expect we'd all enjoy a good P-Dog massacre if we had the opportunity. And what better way to say Republican than putting on a National Rifle Association hat and taking up a shooting iron, even if you've never done either in your lifetime? Think Dick Cheney with a shotgun blasting away at ducks and his hunting partner. These are difficult times for GOP candidates. Apparently, some folks who voted for Don Trump Jr.'s dad are realizing they were misled. The others probably think Don Jr. is the man they voted for. Press Corps will no doubt troop out to the buttes, watch from afar as the safari winds its way to the DMZ, separating farmers from Prairie Dog Village, and chronicle the shooting for the evening news on Fox. President's son declares no wall necessary for prairie dog infiltration, kills hundreds of the illegal rodents. Who knew how much fun it would be? Just some good old-fashioned killing for the sake of killing. Buffalo hunting probably was way fun, too. Leave the carcasses in a pile and move on to the next herd. The natives who needed those for food, well, that was part of the plan. They fought back, so starving them was a tad easier, if not quite as much fun as killing them. I suppose for the folks who dream of the day when the EPA is dead as a doornail, indiscriminate killing of a species won't seem to be connected to the web of life. If it garners a few more votes for Greg, all the better. Later he can dose the village with Agent Orange or DDT. Save on bullets, but hey, way less fun.